Economy. BOT in hot seat again over debts. The new government wasted no time reigniting the long-standing debate with the Bank of Thailand about how to pay down the massive debts still on the books from the financial sector bailout of 1997. The central bank is facing criticism for its currency and reserve management policies, which detractors blame for keeping the 1.14 trillion baht in liabilities of the Financial Institutions Development Fund, or FIDF, stubbornly high. Last year, the finance ministry paid 65 billion baht in interest on FIDF liabilities, and the figure is expected to reach 80 billion baht this year because interest rates are rising. Since the FIDF was set up, the ministry has paid 560 billion baht in interest, but the principal amount has remained almost unchanged. During the previous Democrat-led government, ministry officials and the central bank governor were unable to resolve the debt. Thirichai Puvanaratnabana, the new finance minister, made his unhappiness clear on his first day in office. But M.R. Chatumongkorn Sanakorn, the chairman of the central bank, said the finance ministry was responsible for the FIDF debt because it issues the bonds used to refinance it. Chakrit Parapontakorn, the head of the public debt management office, said yesterday the FIDF liabilities would never be paid unless the central bank compromises on its baht intervention and relaxes its approach to curbing inflation. He said the central bank manages to absorb liquidity from the market to keep inflation below its core inflation target at 3%, while lifting interest rates in order to encourage financial institutions to buy the treasury bills it issues to extract liquidity out of the system. Once interest rates rise, he says, more capital is attracted to Thailand, pushing inflation up again, which leads to a vicious cycle and a deadlock for the central bank. As well, said Mr. Chakrit, the central bank bears higher costs than the market average, while it invests in assets that offer low returns. If the central bank keeps doing this, it is not possible for it to turn a profit, he said. In his view, instead of issuing bonds to help absorb liquidity, the central bank should seek ways to make more profits from the liquid assets it already holds. To date, the Bank of Thailand has issued bills worth 5 trillion baht in total. The central bank began using inflation targeting in 2000 with core inflation, which excludes energy and raw food prices, as the key indicator in its decisions on interest rates. Mr. Chakrit also expressed concern about the central bank's tendency to tame the pace of baht appreciation to favor the export sector. The cost of baht intervention is high, resulting in continuing losses on its balance. Mr. Chakrit said the central bank had total reserves of U.S. $189 billion, or 5.6 trillion baht, which are the country's assets, yet it posts losses of 200 billion baht a year. Its liabilities total 4.2 trillion, with interest and principal payments of 200 billion baht per year. Considering the balance sheet, it is clear that we have to consider how to make a profit from the huge assets to reduce the liabilities side, he said.